So I think this illustrates an interesting point, and perhaps why we are on the verge, at the dawn, of a new understanding that is so powerful in ways we've never had in the past, of marrying these two traditions together. So science is telling us why things work the way they work. The spiritual traditions are accepting that those things do work, and they are describing how we apply this knowledge in our lives. They actually appear to require one another for the completeness of a greater wisdom. So if this is truly the case, now we have to go back and ask ourselves the question, if these relationships exist, and if the scientific understandings are incomplete, and if ancient spiritual traditions are more complete in some respects, simply using a language that's very different than the language that we're used to hearing in the West today, then it may behoove us to understand what was given to us with the wisdom of the heavens. When our ancient ancestors were given the understandings, when they were handed the wisdom to understand what these relationships mean in our lives, what was really shared with them, and what does it mean in our lives today? Well, to understand this, we've got to go back and look at the lineage, look at the history of wisdom as it has come down to us today from the ancients. We begin to understand that we are experiencing what some scholars call a broken chain of knowledge. There's a lineage of wisdom that extends for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of generations into our past. And what we know is that throughout time, that wisdom has been edited. It has been deleted. Portions of the information have been captured and stored in great libraries. Some of it has been lost as those libraries are destroyed.